question. Mm-hmm. When we say these words after the session, we mention Ivan's name and Lodwig's name, and we were talking about it last night and wondering why would we mention their names when they're already somewhere else?
Where are they now?
Well, we have no idea.
Can it be here somewhere?
Pardon?
Can he be here now? Who knows?
But they wouldn't know that they wouldn't know their last names.
No.
That's right, yeah.
But does he know you? If you don't know where he is, but if he could see you, and if he heard what we just mentioned, the Kusla extension for him.
Can we say it's not a matter of the name, but of the intention or the thought? One is thinking of a particular stream of jitters that we know by that name. There's no other way to make reference to them.
So it's just
the most direct way to refer to them anyway.
We could say, to be more accurate, we could say those jitters we used to refer to as previously known as Ivan Walsh.
Right, yes. Okay, I understand that.
Another thing is, it's also for those who are here to have to come up memories of the deceased, for those who are here.
Because
obviously, Ivan will not know we've done this, but for those who are sitting here will hear his name, mm-hmm. and it is mm-hmm. just to promote kind memories mm-hmm. of Ivan or of Lodovic.
If he was born in Deva, he can know.
That's what we talked about last night.
Mm-hmm. We don't know where he is now.
In case he could know.
Yeah.
Devas can remember their past lives.
Well, we thought it was just hungry ghosts that rejoice in merits.
Anyone can rejoice, even human being can.
I would like you to say more. Yesterday we talked a little bit about Vijnanacharya, Jnanacharya, and Jnanacharya, and I would like to hear more on this. What that means, Vijnanacharya, Jnanacharya.
Yeah, when we talk about the Ahetuka Cittas, they are all Vijnanacharya because they arise to see, hear, and so on, and then after that, it usually is Jnana. Akusala. And when Panya develops, it is Jnanacharya, Vipassana Jnana, and so on.
Because yesterday we thought about this, like Vijnana, it's Vipaka, and what was interesting was Jnana and Jnana, and we thought of that, like the Jnana, it's not only Akusala, but also Kusala.
Jnana is just akusala. Lobha, dosa, moha. Jnana, no jnana.
But even kusala have no jnana, some of the kusala.
So we don't talk about that. We just talk about vijnana and jnana and jnana, not including even samatha bhavana or jhana at all.
It's not meant to be inclusive of all kinds of jitas.
Oh, okay, so that doesn't... Okay, that's everything. I think it's from Patisambhita Magga by Sariputta.
So it's only referring to Vipaka Jitas, Akusala Jitas, and then Vipassana Jnanas, insight Jitas. Not including jhana, jitas, akusala, or other kinds of kusala.
Like Pathama Chitta, Tutiya Chitta, and Pachima Chitta, that's all. We don't have to talk about all when we just think about that only, not other things. So now, at this moment, vinyana, or what? Vinyana jariya. Jariya is behavior. So now it's vinyana jariya, or what? Of the three, what is it now? Vinyana jariya for sure. Ahetuka seeing here. And also anyana jariya. And what about the jnana jariya? See?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seldom. Developing.
Still trying.
Still trying.
Ajahn, how would you explain the jariya itself of this vinyana, anyana, and jnana?
The behavior. It behaves. It has to do seeing. It has to do hearing. It's now. Usually we don't think about now, we think about book. But now at this moment, it is vinyana jariya. Who can stop its arising, performing its function? It has to be. And it now is like that, seeing, vinyana jariya, hearing. And do we have to think of each citta in details? Not necessary, just understanding that after Bhavanka, then there must be Vithichitta, the Tutiya Chitta. No matter it's Kusala or Akusala, they all fall away. Just learn to understand that they are not self. Is this not enough? Not self. No matter it's Akusala, attachment, aversion, ignorance, or Kusala, just arise by conditions and then fall away each moment.
About the accumulation and the tendency of accumulation. It is all nama is accumulated. Mm-hmm. It's right?
Akusala and akusala.
And this follows the trend and the tendency. It's the tendency of accumulation is growing.
You mean?
It means when we have the trend of accumulation is growing.
Arising and falling away succeeds one another and pass on from this moment to other moment. Like we come here and we heard many words, and from the first word up to now, there can be understanding of them. If there is not the first word, the second word, how can there be the understanding of what we are talking about?
I think when you say growing, what you mean is, for example, a moment of lobha attachment now, conditions more lobha, more attachment in future. So the tendency for lobha gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
More and more conditions for lobha to arise.
Is it possible? Yeah, I think that it is the tendency in the sense you said, but you cannot, if there is a if. So we should, how can I say, for the loha, when is it,
Is there lopa now?
Yeah, every time.
Yeah. Why do you call it lopa? Do you have to call it, or it's that which is attached?
It's attached.
That's it. No matter to call it lopa or not lopa, or it accumulated or not, but since there is lopa right now, and it can be lopa next moment, and
yeah,
other moment as well,
you know,
everything is not eradicated.
Lopa and dosa, so what is better?
And ignorance, no, they're all bad.
Yeah, we know better. So what else? Yes, cannot
what
choose.
Is better, moha without lopa, moha without dosa? Just moha. Is it all right? Just moha without lopa and dosa. Is it all right?
Yeah.
No. It's still unwholesome. Not understanding.
Moha is wholesome. All lopa.
Yeah. Yeah. The base, the root for all akusala dhamma. It does mean that you have only more and more lopa. It means that you also have more and more moha too.
I think yesterday or the day before you mentioned something about the tendencies being accumulated and passing on from one citta to another in this life. But then since the Patisthanis citta is different from other cittas in one's life, so you wonder whether these tendencies can be passed on from one citta to the next citta in the sense of Patisthanis citta. Would you like
yes,
to...
Yes, it's another meaning, but it's not... Yes, it's also an interesting question also. It's
yes,
not... Yes, exactly like Tom said, it is also another question because we have a special citta for the normal life, so it is affect the tendency of growing accumulation or not.
Thinking about you all the time, or understanding whatever appears as not self, is much better.
Yes.
So what is not self at this moment?
Thinking
is not self. It's conditioned
mind,
to think like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it falls away. And there is seeing and hearing, not thinking.
Yes.
The patimacitta and tutiyacitta, that's all.
Yeah, but I have a tendency to think a lot.
Yes, everyone. Because
yeah.
After seeing, there must be thinking. After hearing, there must be thinking. Otherwise, one doesn't know what is experienced.
So just know that it's thinking?
When it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and the other kusala things or akusala things, or panya is there thinking too.
Whose thinking is it? Just thinking, that's right. So it's not me who has a tendency or thinks a lot.
Yeah,
it's just conditioned dharmas, just that think.
And
it's not
that.
Just in theory, it's in
yeah.
Truth, in reality. It's like that no self who can think or see or hear.
Do you also wonder about the fact that if, say, lobha keeps accumulating, then it grows very strong? Is that your question too? What happens if it keeps accumulating?
You cannot avoid that because it is a reality. The aloha is a reality. You cannot avoid it, cannot do anything about that. So it keeps accumulating and it keeps its tendency growing. So
it arises more and more often.
Yeah.
And it's not you. Learn to understand reality which appears as Dhamma, that which is real, is conditioned. It arises and falls away. So we learn to understand whatever appears now as it is. Like hearing, it's not you. And after hearing, there's thinking. Even thinking is conditioned, not you. In a day, it's like this. Don't expect to have less attachment, aversion, and ignorance. But by understanding reality as it is, then right understanding develops. It can understand better and better the non-self of realities.
That's what's meant by accumulate or by natural decisive support condition that we were talking a lot about when lobha arises. It's a condition for lobha to arise in future. So why is lobha arising now? Because it's been conditioned in the past. Just as panya now will condition more panya in future.
And how can there be less lobha, dosa, and moha?
Right understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But the thinking is not led to understanding because it's the reality.
Akusla things or kusla things in a day, one can see that when there are conditions for kusla to arise more than akusla, it is kusla which thinks, to understand reality which now appears, to consider more, to understand what Dhamma is, whatever appears now, no matter we call it Dhamma or not, it's real, it's a reality, that's all. So we can have tendency to understand directly of that which appears, rather thinking about many things about it. Is hardness real at moment of touching?
Yes.
Is it you?
No.
So learn to understand whatever appears. Otherwise, one's always forgetful to understand.
What do you mean when I say learn? Because
learn is begin to consider.
Who?
And no one at all. Like seeing now who, hearing now who, thinking now who. But there are seeing and there are many moments of thinkings. Know who, they are gone. Do they still now stay permanent? From considering, one can see that seeing is not hearing, so they cannot arise together. Just little understanding will bring about more understanding of uncontrollable realities. They are arisen from conditions. No one can control. No one can direct it to be this way or that way.
When you mention who considers, I think we can take it in the perspective of what conditions considering. So when you listen to Ajahn talking or when you read the Dhamma about the nature of reality, and when, for example, Ajahn stressed on the importance of what appears now, and it appears by conditions, all that can condition the considering, and if it happens more and more often, it's being accumulated also with how it's learning, but actually no one is learning, it's just conditioned.
if you noticed, there was a reference earlier to Pacto Venezia, Pace. So I think it was said that past loba, that has accumulated, conditions the arising of present loba by Pacto Venezia, Pace.
And what is the Pali to the loba that arises now that is conditioned by
Pachupana? Pachaya is the loba which conditions the loba in future,
for example, and the pachupana, the dhamma that is conditioned by pachaya. Because today is the last day for Hai and Tiny Tam, and one or two of you, I think, Tam also were asking about one or two of the details that we've been discussed. So one or two things I just wanted to briefly summarize, and Ajahn may add more. So for example, I think Hung and Hai, you were asking about Sahajata and Anyamanya Pachya. So Sahajata Pachya, we've mentioned quite a few times in the last few days. This is the one, in English it's translated as conascence condition. For example, we all know that when a citta arises, it arises with at least 7 citta seekers. So at that moment, the citta and the citta seekers condition each other by sahajata pachya. And when rupas arise together in a kalapa, they have to arise together, so they condition each other by sahajata conascence condition. And there's another condition that is a little bit close but not quite the same, anyamanya condition, mutuality condition. So when the citta seekers arise together, they not only condition each other by sahajata because they arise conascently together, but they support each other, they prop each other up. So sometimes for anyamanya condition, the example is given of a tripod. So the 3 sticks of the tripod support each other. So in the case of the citta seekers, they condition each other by rising together and by supporting each other. Now, Ajahn's question the other day at breakfast was, for example, in the case of citta rupa. So this is the rupa that is conditioned by citta. For example, if someone says something embarrassing and we blush, this is rupa. Rupas are conditioned by the citta at that moment. So the citta, as I understand, the citta and the rupa conditioned by the citta have to arise together. So they condition each other by sahajata pachya because they arise conascently. But in this case, we can't say they condition each other by anyamanya condition, because the citta conditions the rupa, but the rupa depends on the citta, so it doesn't support or prop up the citta. So in some cases, like the citta seekers arising, or the 4 Mahabhuta rupas, the 4 primary rupas, they condition each other by sahajata and anyamanya condition. But some cases, like that one of the citta rupa, we can't say that the rupa also conditions the citta by anyamanya condition. Or in the case of the derived rupas, 4 primary rupas, and the derived rupas that arise together with each other condition each other by sahajata, but by anyamanya we can't say the derived rupas prop up the primary rupas because they depend on them. Is that
I remember on that morning, Ajahn asked about the rupa can condition citta to appear. So the answer is no.
Well, I would say actually by sahajata pachya it does, because it arises together. But because the rupa is dependent on the citta, not by anyamanya pachya, so the rupa is dependent on the citta. So
the citta conditions rupa, but actually by sahajata they condition each other.
What about in the case of the rupa, which is the visible object, and the rupa, which is the eye sense, and then they can condition the seeing consciousness? In that case, it's the aramana pachaya.
At the moment of seeing visible object, the visible object at that moment is aramana pachaya, for seeing, because it is the object. So aramana just means object. So at a moment of seeing, visible object is the object. So it conditions seeing by being the object at that moment.
But can we say
also by many other conditions too?
So can we mention this as the case where rupa conditions citta?
We could say not only reality, but also any object is a condition for citta by way of aramana pachaya, even concept, like thinking about the book, even the concept at that moment is a condition, just because it is the object at that moment. And then fine detail, but for example, at a moment of birth,
yes,
the patisandhi citta conditions the hadiyawatu, the heart base, condition each other by sahajata, because they arise together at the same moment, and also by anyamanya, because they support each other. But the other rupas that are conditioned at that moment of birth, such as the body sense and the male or female sex, they arise together by sahajata, but they depend on the citta, so not by anyamanya. So it gets very complicated.
Would that be by birth? At birth. Or conception?
A birth means at conception, the first citta of life.
So what is pachaya now? One is aramana pachaya. And hetu pachaya. Right. Almost 24. Right. Nisya pachaya. Upanishad. Yes, when it's understanding developed from now on. Yeah, otherwise how come the panya, which is samadhi of the Eightfold Path, if there is none now?
So it shows it's not a self who understands or whatever, there must be conditions for that. There must be magga pachaya.
Mm-hmm.
And Ajahn, can you explain magga pachaya, because I totally don't remember this kind of
what
pachaya.
Are they? Magga pachaya?
I think it must be panya.
Ole? What else can be magga pachaya? Magga pachaya. Forget about the eight already? Yeah. And can wrong understanding be maka? See?
Ka.
Yeah. Wrong mark, as wrong as there is wrong mark. Even wrong understanding is wrong mark. Mm-hmm.
Wrong understanding is maka pachaya.
For? Wrong path.
Wrong path, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It says right
and far
right, and wrong path.
So, Ajahn, can we say that it's not a self who practices correctly or wrongly? That this is a condition, like magga pachaya, that is vicca patipada and samma patipada. Can we say it's not a self who...
We have to understand what's meant by sammapmitta and samma patipatta too. For instance, even the development of jhana up to the rupa jhana or arupa jhana, they are not the samma patipatta because it's not the path leading to the end of cycle of birth and death.
Just arrived from Germany and she's come straight into a classroom of Pali Temple. What would you like to hear about, Gabby? You were just asking a little bit about the death of our friend and the reminders. Would you like to hear about that, or what would you like to hear about?
I just listen.
I just anything.
Anything. Seeing anything is of value.
Not only words, I believe.
Sometimes we feel tired or confused, a lot of doubts. And
forget that they are all Dhamma, see?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. At that very moment. If it's not moment of forgetful, it's more, what you call it, very interesting to develop understanding.
I still have in mind the sutta we talk about, that in the Pariyaya Sutta about the fire, and that was said the Jaku and
Excuse me, is it hot now? Or it doesn't seem like it's fire or hot at all. See, only words. But at moment when there's more understanding, right understanding can see. But when right understanding is not enough, it's just not fire at all. So it's fire for those who understand it better and better. What about dirtiness instead of fire? Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, it depends on what you see it. Like a fire or like a dirty things.
I wanted to ask about the contact, Pada, from this sutta. There is eye contact, ear contact, tongue contact.
Excuse me, each moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it still seems everything shows up as a situation. And John is sitting here, Nina is here.
Pada thing, accompany moment of thinking. Parsa arises with citta, which thinks. You didn't think about other things because a moment ago parsa performed its function of Jonathan. Not Sarah, not Cup, see, depending on parsa as well. For citta to experience concept or reality.
Because that was said, because I wanted to ask about particular thing, about thinking in terms, thinking about the situations, and sometimes there are pleasant situations, like a glitch even.
So,
pleasant, unpleasant.
Okay,
even.
What about kusala things or akusala things? Much better than situation? Because one is trapped by situation instead of knowing that it's only citta, which is akusala. Or a kusala.
What do you mean by pleasant and unpleasant things?
Yeah, I mean, even now, there is a pleasant contact and unpleasant contact, or neither. So, for example, one moment there can be pleasant about things, and afterwards it's unpleasant.
For example,
I'm just trying to say, because it was said by Samapada that Paza, Pachaya Vedana, Vedana, because pleasant and unpleasant, so.
Pasa is not Vedana.
You know.
So Pasa is not Vedana.
But I'm thinking why that comes, that it happens, that without quite any control we think with the pleasant.
What about Pakatu Panisya Pachaya? Just a moment ago.
So it's not thinking about pleasant or unpleasant things, it's thinking with pleasant or unpleasant feeling, because the things are not pleasant or unpleasant.
Yes.
Like we think, oh, I'm thinking about ice cream, that's a pleasant thing. But actually it's just thinking with pleasant feeling about a concept.
Yeah,
the concept doesn't have that characteristic.
Ajahn, that we think about the stories, it happens all the time, ignorance.
Yes.
Can we help somehow?
Where is Dhamma?
Dhamma or Dhamma?
Yeah. Dhamma. Where is Dhamma? Yeah. There are you all the time, so where is Dhamma?
So, every time that it is reminded that it is reality,
yes.
So is enough for accumulation and all for everything.
Not enough right understanding as long as it's not the direct experiencing.
Yes. But
they can be thinking about Pasa, but Pasa is not directly experienced by Panya, only thinking about it. And Panya can grow little by little. No expectation to experience Pasa or anything at all. Only by conditions.
Ajahn, just to return to Lucas's question about pleasant and unpleasant things, I appreciate your answer, but I... refer to Lucas's question about pleasant and unpleasant things. I appreciate your answer. It occurred to me, though, that there are a group of jhana seekers that are referred to as beautiful. Like
at moment of pleasant feeling, or what moment?
No, that certain, like confidence and equanimity, is a group. I can't remember them all or how many there are, but they're referred to as
Sopanas.
What does beauty mean in that sense?
They are not rupa.
But in that sense, is beauty
it,
a characteristic?
It bring the goodness of. No, it doesn't hurt at all, each of them. Sata does not hurt.
It refers to the wholesomeness of the jhana seekers, but I suppose I was puzzled by what that word, that description of being beautiful meant.
Nama, in the sense of nama, not rupa. Not ugly.
And is it simply that it is kusala?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Ajahn, I would like to ask another question, because it still seems for me that I understand, I develop, I do something. It still appears everything like that.
Uh-huh. That's why we learn to know that there is no I. Until there's no I.
Maybe just one small detail. The term sobhana is broader than kusala, because, for example, the kiriya cheetahs of the arahat are not kusala, but they are still sobhana. The term sobhana can refer to kusala kiriya or kusala vipaka cheetahs.
So it's beautiful.
It's not ugly anymore. There are wholesome moods at that moment.
Can we say in the Nama's sense, beautiful in that way?
I was going to ask about that, because you said it's not Rupa, meaning, does that mean Rupa is not beautiful?
No, Rupa can be beautiful or not beautiful. Yeah, like Nama can be Kusala or Akusala, but not like the beauty of Rupa. Can we say the beauty of Nama? Yeah.
I just want to say that I appreciate Lucas' reminder all the time that the self thinking and studying and listening and considering.
Even he didn't say. No reminder at all that there is always self.
We need to remind us. Yes, yeah.
At moment of writing, is it akusala? See, reminder.
See, reminder, yeah.
And maybe if there is thinking of something which we may conventionally call beautiful, like sunset, for example, then usually, of course, it's akusala cittas. And even if it's something that we know is beautiful, like the Dharma, well, it can be thought about with sobhana or asobhana cittas at that moment. So that's why I was picking up on the point. It's not the things, but the kind of citta that is important. And it's the feeling is the feeling that arises with the citta. Nothing to do with the object, like even now seeing visible object, who can say whether it's a desirable or a beautiful object or not? No way of knowing, but seeing sees that visible object immediately afterwards.
That's a
different kind of cheetahs.
I was asking about the characteristics.
What about the simple word like good? Good. The opposite of lobha, dosa, moha, and other akusala cetasikas.
Ajahn, we know that lobha can slide in quite actually all the time, and it always finds its object, no matter what it is, lobha, and she's like pancha upadana khandas. But my question is, how that happens, that the object changes?
Because citta arises and falls away, and it depends on parsa, whether it contact which object. There are many objects here, so it depends on parsa, whether it contacts what object. So that object appear as aramana.
I think it was told, it was written in the Nina book, conditions, aramana pachaya, the object condition, and that there was actually told how the object shifts, and it was something called deliberate inclination, by way of deliberate inclination, and by way of an access of new objects. Can you, Ajahn, tell more about this, Armina?
Well, I don't know. When you are walking and then you hurt yourself against a stone, it hurts very much. So that object is really evident that it is that object. But when you are seeing, you don't hurt yourself, you're just visible object, different from when you hurt yourself. What was the first one you mentioned?
Deliberating.
But it's not the self who's deliberating.
Yeah.
No.
And what do you mean by that?
No.
Deliberating. Aramana?
Deliberate inclination, so as I understand how the object shifts by that way.
But it depends on pasa. Depends on pasa, what Ajahn just explained. But now the text, when you are reading it and the words, it can be confusing. I know.
Mm-hmm. But that was actually explained somehow, like, for example, I see many people here. So, for example, now I look on John, but it's also conditioned, isn't it? But I think that was explained something like that.
You look on or you think about.
The infinite.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Nina, like this, deliberate inclination?
You accumulated, is accumulated also.
Yeah.
I still have doubt about deliberating.
I've never heard it.
It's English.
It's in the text.
It can be pakatupanisyapachya, the aramanupa nisyapachya, which condition moment of pasa to that object. By conditions, not deliberately.
I remember Ajahn once you told that every kind of considering that is not a self, not we, is a good way of consideration.
It's right, not wrong.
Yeah. But it can be also done with akusala. Mm-hmm. It can be also done with akusala so easily. When
arising and falling away in split seconds. Yeah. Okay. Like seeing and hearing now appears like they arise together.
For example, I don't know if it's anything like if one pours the tea very carefully or conventionally we'd say very deliberately and slowly and so as not to make any mess, but actually it's still just different moments of chitta that are conditioned and thinking about
an object. Here it's like we think we do like this, we do like this, but actually it's like a one moment because of conditions.
And then another moment by conditions and another.
Can it be chetana, deliberate to do?
When some mentioned about he has the tendency to think a lot. Can you say that it's because of the pasa, having the accumulation to have concepts as object?
I doubt who does not think a lot.
But I think the, for example, the thinking after seeing. But also some people, even without seeing something, and then they keep on thinking a lot, so that way...
Everyone, I think, keeps on thinking after seeing, hearing, very soon.
Yeah, the thinking here is in the sense that it's thinking and self is blaming everything, not thinking on every object. It is in that sense, thinking on the...
About self.
Concept, and the self is spending is on the self thinking.
For example, right now, are you thinking? See, thinking is always there, unknown. But it thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone is the same, thinking after seeing, hearing. And when there's no seeing, hearing, there can be conditions for thinking.
Yes, but, okay. Perhaps dumb is thinking on books, thinking on life, thinking on space, hearing is it different, thinking on different objects.
And what about the others?
Yeah.
And what about the others? That person might think of only one object, but as often as the other think about many things.
Moments of thinking, there's a number of moments of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is difference between that because
the object is different.
The variety of thinking is bigger than other is sticking on the thinking and have the tendency to for self-explaining thinking and thinking in logic way of it is different from one to each other.
Anyway, is it not just thinking?
Yeah, it's thinking.
Okay. It does matter about the object of thought, of thinking.
But my question is, it is difficult for understanding reality on the different of tendency of thinking
is,
or allowing
yeah,
the
thing. Is seeing now difficult or not difficult to understand it as Dhamma, not self?
It's the same.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's always thinking about, well, my tendencies and his tendencies and, oh, it's easy for him and difficult for me or this or that, but just conditions more clinging to the idea of self, he thinks. But I know what you mean, because conventionally speaking, we can say some people think a lot. For example, some people really think a lot about the Dharma, try to work out, and others...
So it means that there's still the idea of I. But when there's more understanding, no matter thinking, it's about whatever, it's just thinking. A reality which thinks.
So we call it thinking when the citta has concept as object, right?
Or even it's not concept. It is thinking after
okay, so seeing. But even when the nimitta is the object of citta is called also.
There is thinking after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
But at the moment of,
even
for example,
in the
speaking, is there thinking or not?
Are you now thinking?
No, I mean as a moment, one moment of speaking, it is there is thinking or not?
Are you thinking?
Yes, I'm thinking. But
yeah.
For example, at the moment of seeing, there is no thinking.
No
so
thinking. Seeing cannot think.
Yes.
Sampatichana,
santirana
cannot
no
think.
Thinking, okay, so at the moment of thinking, there is thinking.
Without thinking, can there be speaking? Without thinking, can there be speaking? Without thinking, can there be speaking?
Yeah, but I think the thinking is
even
before already the speaking moment.
Citta Sarupa arises with together citta.
Because there is moment and there is time that people can mock, but they don't know what, don't know exactly what they talk. So.
But there must be citta which conditions such moment.
But Ajahn, often it happens that we would like to pick up or change the kind of thinking because sometimes we prefer one kind of thinking is better than another.
By conditions.
By conditions.
When you say as soon as seeing or hearing is falling away, it's thinking, but not sampatichana, not santirana, not the other vipaka cittas, but the kusala or akusala cittas that follow immediately in the sense door process you refer to.
As much as one can know.
Yeah. So even when it's still the reality is object. And it makes no difference whether the person knows or not, if they're talking nonsense, whether or not there's any understanding or whether it's just ignorance makes no difference. It's still those cittas performing their tasks. So it's still thinking at those moments, but just because it's not known doesn't mean those cheetahs are any different.
So, son, what do you think about the what is speaking?
Microphone.
Yeah. So, what is speaking? Can you explain speaking according to citta, cittasika, arupa? what is speaking?
Speaking is...
Speaking is speaking.
Speaking is a process of many citta already. No, we cannot say that because speaking needs time for the process to be.
I think he cannot answer yet because he hasn't read that part in the book yet.
And he must come
from the Buddha's wisdom, so I can expect you to know, but you will read this inside.
Well, we can use the word thinking in a wider sense. We think of many cheetahs who think of different things, or we can be more precise and think of and pay attention to vitaka cetasika, which arises as citta and hits the object at that moment. So it depends whether you take it in a wider sense or in a more precise sense.
But the whatever the citta is the kind, but the speaking I mean is a process long. The citta is one citta, so there is many citta who perform different function when we are speak. So it's two different aspect. We cannot, because speaking itself is nothing.
Concept.
Yeah.
We think of the Javana cheetahs accompanied by akusala vitaka, or kusala vitaka, wholesome vitaka cetasika, or unwholesome vitaka cetasika. So there can be, as Ajahn explained, right thinking or wrong thinking, it depends.
Speaking is an action like this. This one, what is this? It is directed by the citta, so it's different aspect. Speaking is
by conditions, make citta succeed one another.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what citta, I don't have concept yet, so.
We cannot pinpoint, I think.
By the way, because we were having a discussion with Sun the other day, and then because a lot of concept that Sun doesn't know yet, so when he listened to all the discussions, a lot of new terms, and then we were trying to explain to Sun about some new terms, and then Sun said that for him, he feels that it's not necessary to know much more about those terms, because Ajahn said that we should just understand each word very carefully. What is your comment about it?
I think that understanding is the best thing, because no matter we use many, many terms or words, do we really understand them? As now, for example, talking about speaking, without citta, can there be speaking? Without citta?
No. Citta is there, so don't worry about that. Buddha say that it's citta, but
we have to find out what is speaking. We have to know. We have to know what is speaking. Without citta, can there be speaking?
Yeah.
We go little by little to understand realities. So there must be citta. And if citta doesn't think, like it sees, it hears, can there be speaking? No. At moment of thinking, one can see the amazing moment whether there is sound or no sound appearing. Now everyone thinks no sound, but at moment of hearing someone speaks, there must be citta which conditions such sound. Right? And that is speaking as much as we can know. So it depends on thinking. At moment of moving, without citta, can the body move? Now we change from speaking to doing anything. The rupa cannot move at all. at moment of rupa move, is there citta or no citta? There must be citta. At moment of writing, see, even the movement there is conditioned by citta. Without citta, that movement cannot. So, sometimes at moment of thinking, no sound, no speaking, but when there's intention to speak, there is citta, which speak, conditioned sound.
It doesn't matter if we know the particular names or terms or labels. That's your point.
Yeah.
But Tom's point is that if we don't hear some detail, like about how there's one citta after another, and how it is the cheetahs that condition those rupas at that moment of speaking, if we don't hear this kind of detail, in even in whatever language, it'll always be taken for my speech, or I'm speaking, or a whole situation about speech. There'll be no understanding of what conditions.
Yeah, I don't say rupas. That, how can I say? I don't say that it is not necessary to know about the term, because if I don't have the citta name, I cannot say with you that it's citta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, but for me, for my understanding now, for my revelation now, for Pali, is I have to understand 5 words is enough already. I don't eager to know more than 5 words, because I don't understand it anymore. It makes me confusion only, so I just can't with this. Tomorrow I have 6 words, or next month I have 60 words. It doesn't matter.
So this is a matter of different accumulations,
Which
is what we started off talking about today.
Just different accumulations, different interests.
Yeah, but I was going through what you mean, so I understand you. That's not no rush and no need to, because just to know too much, it's just, you know, slowly. But I think it's a good, really, you know, because if you hear more words, ponder over that, like citta or cetasika, then you can learn it's not you, not self in daily life. It's helpful. So each new word that comes, you learn like by your little by little, this is not a self, and that it helps. So,
so your sanya is very good.
This kind of sanya is really cheating. Yeah. But who knows how the sanya will work next moment, so I can go out and just see something pleasant and
Sanya.
Like, see a beautiful girl on the beach and this is a pleasant object.
Yeah,
or,
that's why
but actually, just one moment of seeing, who knows whether it's pleasant or unpleasant object.
I just want to say one thing. I mean the object of thinking.
Yeah, everything.
That's what
it's just
I mean.
The concept.
Because we think about it, that's the object of thinking.
Yeah. But it's
away from
those,
from the reality of the present moment, which is seeing and hearing.
Right,
and
because we can't say at this moment whether it's seeing sees a pleasant or unpleasant object. So when we talk about seeing pleasant objects, it's just thinking about a particular concept with pleasant or unpleasant feeling. That's all, right?
Because that's how
I
mean what you told, because usually when I got a bit angry or something, Alberto says, oh, this is it. That dosa can cling to...
Can cling?
Can be angry. But Alberto says, no, this is concept. We don't think about concept, we talk about dosa. Alberto, you told me, you know, the days before.
About visible objects.
That was yesterday, like...
No, no, you didn't say that.
And the reason it's important, or the reason I keep picking up on this point, or Alberta keeps picking up on the point, is because usually all day we're obsessed by our ideas and the situations, like, you know, the young girl on the beach, or the tasty ice cream, or the good Dharma book. So we always have this idea of pleasant and unpleasant objects, or pleasant and unpleasant situations.
Excuse me, only idea of feeling?
Just an idea, but and thinking about that idea with pleasant or unpleasant feeling, but we forget that actually all that's seen is visible object, all that's heard is sound, and who knows whether it's desirable or undesirable object. So we take the situation for being real, but actually it's just an idea of a pleasant object that's experienced. But it's just actually only the feeling at that moment that's pleasant or unpleasant.
And Nina, I think in your book, in Aramana Pachaya, you mentioned that the concept, Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, and Avyakata Dhamma, they both can be Pachaya, for Pachayupana Dhamma by way of Aramana. So I think it's everything, like Kusala Dhamma, Kusala Dhamma, Avyakata, and concept can condition Kusala, Akusala, Avyakata. So it's, no, we never knows. What leads to what? Because even the akusala can be conditioned by aramana to kusala.
That's right. Yeah. Because like loba or dosa can be realized as just a dhamma, so it is akusala. Object which is akusala dhamma, that by understanding can be realized as only the conditioned dhamma, and that is a moment of kusala. So we it is important, because many people think that is not a good subject for right understanding when there is akusala, and they try to suppress it or push it away, and that is not the right path.
If it wasn't possible for the akusala to be aramana pachya, to be the object of kusala, it wouldn't be possible to develop the path, because it would mean no akusala could be known. So.
But because sometimes we want to be aware of particular things, but is it true to say, but this kind of condition, we don't know what kind of citta arises and what object it will have. Kali Ajahn said, think like this, by Aramana Pachaya, whether next citta will be kusala or akusala, and whether its object will be akusala or kusala or kusala.
Depending on conditions.
Yeah.
This is my answer for every question.
How, when, why?
Last week the answer was vitaka.
And vitaka is conditioned.
But just on your comment about concept leading to dosa, concept as object of dosa is a kind of condition, but whether we would say that the concept leads to dosa, I don't know. I would think of the vitaka or something as leading.
It can be object of dosa.
Just object.
One thing that concept can be pachya is aramana pachya.
Experienced at that moment. That's all.
And because I often think, I think of this subject, I think of that, but isn't it correct to, the truth is that that kind of object is there and
as object.
And it's just conditioned, isn't it? Because I think, oh, I think too much about this, about that, but it doesn't, it depends on me actually, isn't it?
It depends on thinking.
On thinking and mm-hmm. of conditions.
There must be conditions for thinking.
Because I usually think that I'm sitting, I'm doing whatever, I, and it's...
I don't think you think that now I am sitting.
No, I didn't thought I'm sitting. Yeah. But you told and I realize I'm sitting.
Just think.
Imagine.
But for example, thinking about, if you think a lot about having another cigarette.
Don't give him an idea.
it's not the concept of cigarette that keeps us thinking about it, it's the attachment to the experience, the taste and so forth. Conditions
the thinking,
thinking
and the
about.
Attachment that are conditioned and the pleasant feeling.
Because Ajahn, all these questions here, because I doubt, because now, you know, we talk about dhammas, we talk about conditions, but actually I'm sitting here and I have a doubt if this is, for example...
And doubt is dhamma.
Not self, but then I have a doubt about doubt.
It's not self, again.
But then I need some kind of motivation or someone to tell me.
This you know that it's Adama.
Adama. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, no other way. If you try to think about something different, it's not like understanding that it's only a reality.
Because I think I learned that oh, this is a Dhamma, the Dhamma must be Nama, must be Rupa, yes?
That is thinking, but not understanding.
Yeah, but later that comes some kind of unpleasant situation, pleasant doesn't matter.
Dhamma again.
That's what I cannot believe, if this is Dhamma, this old story, because before I had all this Nama is Dhamma, and Rupa is Dhamma, and then I doubt.
That is what you recite, but what about understanding whatever appears now as that which is experienced or that which experiences. That's all. In a moment.
So whether it's thinking now of doubt or thinking, oh, I must have some reminders I need to, or this is my doubt, it's all just moments of thinking, just dharmas that can be understood right now.
Achan, I listened to you saying many times, and for me, I think it's really something I'd like to hear again. When you say about the path being the path of understanding and of detachment. So, would you like...
The path?
Yes, being the path of understanding and detachment. So, could you please say something?
Yes. When there is no understanding, there is ignorance and attachment. But when there is understanding, understanding cannot attach to that which is known as reality. No one.
So at the moment, one thing to know more, one thing to really understand this, so at that moment there's no understanding and no detachment at all.
I think they're just talking about realities, but there is no direct understanding of it. Just think whether it's this or that. But in order to really understand that it is reality, learn to understand whatever appears, different characteristics. And we don't have to call or name it Nama or Rupa at all, because they are different. But by having the direct awareness or understanding of a reality, they can the understanding of the difference between other realities. So there are only different realities, one at a time. Very natural. Otherwise, we think a lot about terms and no understanding of what we use the word Dhamma or Nama or Rupa.
So I think because normally when we say, we hear, we say about seeing or hearing or this and that, it seems that there's no understanding of what it appears, so we tend to be impatient and trying to understand, pinpointing this and that. And
so it needs courage to really understand what appears and what one has learnt intellectually.
So I gotta understand that Buddha teaching is for people to understand the reality, mm-hmm. and for understand reality, Buddha teach is with Sutta, with Vinaya, and Abhidhamma, mm-hmm. and I can understand that the three kai is for different people who has different accumulation.
To understand reality as it is,
yeah.
It does mean that just read and without understanding about Vinaya, whether it is also Dhamma. Vinaya is also Dhamma.
Yeah. Vinaya is a method to understand mm-hmm. reality.
Yeah, different
and
degrees
Sutta
of attachment,
another,
aversion.
Methods and Abhidhamma, not methods, but how can I say? One approach to...
To know
to
the varieties
reality.
Of Dhamma in yeah. different life.
Yeah. And it is suitable for different people with different accumulation, that one is suitable for
yeah, to understand conditions for each life, each moment. Like the story of Ananda, the story of Satriputta.
It's different of one
different
to, each other.
Accumulations of Dhamma.
Did you say that you need courage to really understand?
Mm-hmm, yeah, because it sounds unpleasant to know that there is no self. But since it's true, okay. So true.
So, when you talk about courage, then courage to be detached for
not
to,
by oneself, but by
no,
having
no, by,
more understanding.
By having yeah, courage to. Yes, I can see that courage to have understanding.
To know that there is no one here, only this word object mm-hmm. is seen.
So we can study that one have the more chance for the other to understand Dhamma, to be monk, or...
Depends again on conditions.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we say that should have chance to be monk is better
conditions.
It's wrong view.
Conditions.
It's by condition.
Yeah. No self, no one, only conditions.
Just to further consider the characteristic of courage that you mentioned. If so, if courage is lacking or weak, then what's the consequence? What?
If it's weak,
yeah.
then what?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Less understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Less understanding. Understanding does not arise, would not arise as much.
Because no interest.
Because no interest.
Not courage enough to be interested in the truth, mm-hmm. to understand the truth.
If courage were jetasika.
Virya jetasika.
Virya. Okay. That's what I thought, virya. Mm-hmm.
answer.
If you wait long enough, all your questions come.
So in this,
because I remember a long time ago, once Ajahn said that you have to be a hero to develop understanding of whatever appears. You have to be a hero. Long a time ago.
Brave enough, courageous enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we just say it is the virya that arises with each moment of right understanding of reality? Mm-hmm. So when we were talking about the samapadanas, so actually at any moment of understanding of reality, there is courage, there is that kusala, virya, at that moment. And that's why it's a path factor.
It is weak and it is strong in different aspects. Mm-hmm. For example, one might have very strong akusala, virya, or the other might have the very strong kusala, virya.
And like you were saying before, sometimes it might be the chanda, the interest that predominates, and sometimes it may be the virya, the kusala virya, so it depends again at different moments.
Ajahn, what do you mean by one moment at a time? One moment at a time.
One citta at a time. With many cetasikas together. One citta with cetasikas at a time. Can there be two cittas together at a time?
Actually, I didn't really understand your question very well when you said about the three baskets, Vinaya, Sutta, and Abhidhamma, being different approaches to different accumulations. This for sure that someone who doesn't have accumulations to be a monk, then he will not be a monk, but there will be still a chance for him to become enlightened. But in the end, I think the way is the same. That is the way, the path of understanding, the Eight Noble Four Path. So I actually was not sure about your questions.
My question is exactly you.
Okay, you just confirmed.
Yeah, it has confirmed that it is.
But why you mentioned about the three baskets in that context?
Because you mentioned three baskets.
Yeah.
So there must be a reason that you mentioned the three baskets.
You mean
why I had some idea to mention all the three baskets? Different approach. I don't know why I mentioned the three.
By way of accumulation.
Yeah.
No, but you were talking about others, the accumulation of others, the different type of teaching was suitable to people with different accumulations.
Yeah, just confirm my understanding of that. This one is suitable for this kind of these people of such accumulation. This is not an answer. Each is asking.
So, I think even to the monks, the Buddha also talked about realities.
Yeah. So, it's a different approach, but in the end, with the, for example, the three aspects is also led to understand reality. So.
Monk studies too.
Yeah.
I think your point was you said earlier if someone has the accumulations to become a monk is better. That was your comment. No.
For me it's not better or not. It's being right now it's the best for me already, so I don't.
And in reality, no person, no being, just kusala and kusala cheetahs after seeing or hearing. Yeah. So the only path is the same, just understanding your realities.
How can I be weak?
The other day when we talk about the 30 ways to happiness, and Sarah mentioned that it's not the act of doing that, but it's more the understanding of the value of these ways, and then that would like the condition for the citta to have more kusala. And I had a thinking of how about when we do, when like the value of education, for example, and that kind of sometimes is also help us to understand the value of some of these ways to happiness. And so how does that view according to Abhidhamma? I'm sure that there's a lot of things in education it doesn't in line, or it we thought it's kusala, but it's actually akusala in Dhamma. But is there any role for some kind of education to, you know, like to develop this the right sanya? Is the question clear? It's supposed more the understanding of the role of education, or that kind of different information that we get in life, that to reinforce or to cultivate the understanding or understanding the benefit of kusala.
If we can't read or write now, then can we study Dhamma? For example, so if there is no education, can we manage in the world? Like when were you talking about the mangala, the blessings? So, for example, skillful means, can we help our family or earn a living or take care of our parents if there's no education and we can't earn an income, for example? So there has to be education.
Depends on what you get from this.
Yeah. Well, what I mean, for example, when a person tell me that this is ethical in the conventional world, for example, this is it's ethical not to steal, that kind of thing. So that also, that is by conventional thinking, is reinforced, is give me the sanya that not doing that is good. Not doing that is kusala. So that's what I mean, like, okay, how much of, like in the part of developing understanding or understanding, then there's the part where the sanya accumulate. And a lot of sanya, a lot of understanding, I just wanna distinguish between when I say understanding, it's more referred to the understanding of reality, but then the sanya, when I said it could be wrong sanya or could be right sanya. So sometimes that we pick up some of the different ideas or different concepts through education, through friends and family. So the how reliable is that source to develop the understanding?
Well, if you're talking about education in the conventional sense, it may not include that, but if you're talking about listening to the Dhamma as a form of education, the pariyatti learning, that is the first step of, I guess we want to call it education in the Dhamma. Because without that, there cannot be the rising of understanding, patipatti and pativeda. There can't be any of that if there's no pariyatti learning. So that can be either, you can listen to it if you can't read and write. Because in the time of the Buddha, they weren't reading and writing. Well, at least in the Buddha's area where he was, they weren't reading and writing until later. So it was listening. And so this education certainly is a tremendous amount of listening. So, yes, in that sense, the education at pariyatti is like the foundation.
Someone says, tells you in, if a teacher in school or in your workplace says, oh, it's okay to take the pens and the books and this isn't really stealing, is it right or wrong?
Well, so in that case, for example, if they say it's not right to take
to take the pain of somebody else, for example, and I take that, right? So a lot of the understanding now is accumulated through different interaction with different people, and that form a kind of sanya.
So that's why we study the Dhamma, so we can understand really what is kusala and akusala at this moment, and we learn what is kusala intention, akusala intention, what is stealing, never mind what anyone else says or what the situation is. So we learn the truth about different kinds of realities, so that no matter whether where we work or what we do, that there is that understanding. So it may be the same and it may be different from that conventional understanding or what one is told in other places. So again, it's the confidence and the courage to understand realities now.
I guess what I'm aiming at is, a lot of the time that we not talk about the Buddha teaching, and in daily life we interact with people and we got different sources of information, so that how these different sources of information, where I acknowledge that sometimes this different source of information can be interpreted, if we look under the kusala and akusala definition in realities, it may be not the same. So I'm wondering, like, how much of that we can get from the daily interaction from the other, like, different source of information, but not from the Abhidhamma, and how is that good? You know, would reinforce the sanya or the oneself?
I think we're used to thinking all day in terms of different situations and different stories, whether we're at work or here or anywhere. And so the purpose of the Dharma is to understand more about realities. So whatever the circumstances, whatever our lifestyle, there can be more understanding developing, no matter what the interaction, no matter what others say, there can be more understanding. And it's only understanding can know in the end what is right and what is not right at any moment. Awareness can arise any time at all, so there can be the development of understanding any time, any situation.
The other day, Jamie was saying in this regard of the Mangala Sutta about
when there's more understanding, it will lead to more discipline. For example, one appreciates the value of getting up early and being hard-working and keeping one's place clean and tidy, this sort of thing. Would you like to say anything more, John?
I think that learning is benefit, no matter it's about what. But when it's about whatever appears in one's life, so it's much more benefit than the other thing else.
And I think also there can be a lot of superficial similarity between what one is taught conventionally and what we learn from the Dhamma, but the similarity is very superficial. And because in the Dhamma we learn in the deeper sense, including in the case of discipline, for example, we know the Buddha is talking about kusala, discipline, only.
I have got a question to that. That I still just stick to the unpleasant. I don't know how to say because we read yesterday about Adisadita Pariyaya Sutta, and that was say whatever comes based on eye contact afterwards, it is pleasant, unpleasant, neither. And I just write down unpleasant contact based on eye, unpleasant contact.
Can you forget about that and think about your own?
For example, there is thinking now, a lot of thinking. That is, for example, akusala, and it comes usually with unpleasant feeling. Is it also conditioned? And it can be proven this is conditioned.
Yes.
Okay, that's my question.
Right. And I think what you're picking up on is that I think we read in the sutta yesterday that's the contact conditions, pleasant or unpleasant feeling. Whatever pleasant or unpleasant feeling arises, conditioned by the contact between, say, the eye and the visible object.
It was, for example, Chakusampazo, Pachaya, Upajati, Vedaita, Sukamva, Dukamva, Asukam, Adukam, Asukamva, Tamping, Adit.
Right now.
Yes, but
how you said.
Yeah, there is, like, for example, that was said, the word.
Yes.
The Chakusampazo, and that means seeing consciousness, contact.
Conditioned feeling which arises with it. And the next moment, Pasa also conditioned whatever arises with it too.
Afterwards.
One by one, moment.
So it's based on... Because also Buddha talking the sutta about the mind and Dhamma.
Because from seeing, it will lead to another moment of pasa, another moment of pasa, another moment of pasa. Just like now.
And what is the way to know that it is conditioned so that one doesn't have to ask whether it's conditioned or not?
We have Buddha teachings.
Only by beginning to understand that reality when it appears now, and understanding it when it appears now as just a Dhamma, as an Anatta. It's the only way. Like a visible object appears now, we think we see people and things, but actually it's just a visible object that appears, just a Dhamma. No one can make it occur, no one can stop it occurring. Just at that moment, seeing visible object appears. Ideas about people and books and table and Jan Suchin is just thinking about different concepts afterwards with pleasant or unpleasant thinking, but actually at the moment of seeing only visible object, no idea of whether it's pleasant experience or unpleasant experience, because only visible object appears at that moment.
Fixara still has also no rule how this goes. You cannot, it's what is in the lead, I like to see that that way.
No rule? What do you mean? Anatta?
I mean one moment at a time.
But no, we can say no rule what arises, no rule what is known, but if realities that are appearing right now, such as visible object, are not known when they appear and not understood as Dhamma, then there can never be the understanding of the answer to the question of whether they are conditioned or not. So only one way. Right?
Just knowing that even seeing itself needs the visible object and pasa as its conditions, it helps a lot to understand more and more later.
Yeah, so just elements. No one here, no one there, because all them, everything appears. Without them, nothing would appear. That's good to know, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I ask myself. It's still conditioned, everything, whatever kind of world.
So it's not in the book. When we read about the book, we have doubt about Parsaccha, Vedana, and so forth. But when there is the understanding, whatever appears depends on conditions, like even seeing depends on visible object and contact and other cetasikas. It helps a lot just for the sake of understanding only. When it's only, when it's free from wanting it to be this way or that way. And it's not self who understands. Just learn to understand realities. This is the first step of developing more and more understanding. And when it's the understanding of conditioned reality, it's quite a relief. See?
Nothing to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing to be done at all, no one to do anything at all. Just what appears now. No idea or practice or going somewhere or not going somewhere or opening the book or not opening the book.
Actually, especially when it's now, it's conditioned already.
It's happened
already. It's already fallen
mm-hmm.
away.
Yeah.
So let's go home.
Bank conditions.
Bank
you.
You can go home, or you was conditioned to go home. Otherwise, I have to stay there.